Yeah, Mag on again. Yeah, another edition of Tuesday Podcast, Mag Radio Show. And you already know what we on. Now, we're going to talk about some things here today. We're going to basically discuss the confirmation of where we at. Now, we talk about the fact that we need to get out, but a lot of people don't understand that in order for you to make a move to get somewhere, to a destination, you have to know where you're at, where you're leaving from. You understand what I'm saying? You have to understand where you're located before you can get anywhere. So, you know, we're not going to forget to talk about that, the confirmation of where we at. Because we talk about the center. You know, I mention it all the time that we in the dead-on center of the earth. And, you know, that's what we're going to talk about today and confirm it to the people who don't believe. Because I've been having a lot of conversation with people as far as this subject here. And that's what basically baffled the people as far as, you know, the fact that I said that we in the center of the earth. So, a lot of people don't wrap their head around it. I can't wrap their head around, you know, where we located right now. So, yes, I'm going to prove it to you that we are in the dead-on center of this earth. Unless you still believe that you're living on a spinning ball. You understand that? Okay, so that's the reason why a lot of people believe that they're actually on a ball. Because they're in the dead-on center and they can't go to the edge. Do you understand? The edge is out of their reach. So therefore, you can call the earth a ball. Okay, so what we're going to do today, we're going to break down where we located, where we situated in this earth. And I'm going to show you that we in the dead-on center. Now, what you have to understand, now, it don't matter what part of the earth you live on. This is the part that you need to take in. You need to pay attention to these details. It don't matter what part of the earth you live on. The sun, they said, gonna rise in the east and sets in the west. You hear me? Okay. So what you have to understand, nobody see where the sun actually rise from. If you understand what I'm saying here, you see the direction, but nobody actually occupy that part of the earth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so the sun rises in the east, and you only can see the sun basically just rise up, and you look at the east, and that's where the sun rising. That's why a lot of people believe that they're living on a ball. That's why their mind can't grasp where they tell them they at. So the ball just come in like, yes, it is real. But what I'm trying to tell you is because we're not occupying all of the earth, just the center. So therefore, you're not going to see where the sun set, only know that it set in the supposedly west. It's rising in the east and sets in the west. Where the supposedly sunrise? In the east? Why nobody there? You have to understand what I'm saying here, people. Where the sunrise, the people in the east, where the sunrise, they still see the sun rising in the east and not right where they at. The people who live on the west side of the earth, they only can see the sunset also in the west. I want you to understand what I'm saying here. So if you're in the east and you're in the east and you see the sun come up, you still see it far away from the east. You're in the west where they say the sunset, but the sun setting way over there in the west, not where you at. But another west again show up far away from you. That's the reason why you should understand that you're in the dead-on center. They talk about these winds, people, these wind gusts that they talk about. Sometimes you see, you know, a big wind come to and it whipping around, you know, bending up trees, dancing around. And they tell you, listen, that wind right there is cold. So guess what is coming from the north? Now, if you live in the north, you will never see where that wind come from. It's still coming from the north. There is another north. when you go to the north. There is another west when you go to the west. There is another south when you go to the south, and so on and so forth. What that tell you, people? Okay, so listen. It shows that you're living in a circle. The circle is in the dead-on center. Because we don't know, we don't have a limit. The limit, listen what I'm saying. When I say we don't have a limit, meaning that we don't go to a place where we can see that, yes, this is where the world stops, right here. We don't see that. And we talk about the ball. And in order for you to believe that you want a ball, yes, they're going to hide the edge. But I'm going to ask you a question. What proof would you have that you're living on a ball, even if you can't find the edge? What's the proof that tell you that you live on a ball? What tell you that human being can live on a ball and run around in a damn ball full of water? What give you that impression? Okay, so if you believe that, way out magical thing, why you can't believe truth? Okay, so the truth is, yes, we're on the flat surface with hills and valleys and mountains and all. But the fact is, you're living on a flat surface with sea level. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the only explanation to the madness right here is that they hid the supposed hedge from you and keep you in the center. So that means you're in the center. Yes, the west never west. The east never east. The south never south. The north never north. What I mean by that? Meaning that you're in the north of this earth and you're still gonna have the wind coming from another north. North of you. Again. You're in the south. Yes, the sun. You're gonna see the same sun in the same direction. What is that, people? Any part of the world you live in, the sun rises and sets in the east. It's rising in the east and setting in the west. No matter where you live. What that tell you? Okay, so it's confirming that we live dead on in the middle. And we control by some entity. We can't just go where we want to. So listen, like I tell you in maybe a few of these podcasts ago, few Tuesdays ago, where I discussed that if you go straight out from any direction, if you head straight out, you're gonna end up on the edge. It's that simple. If we wasn't limited, we can walk or go any direction we want straight out. We will discover the edge. So you see the people in the south, that they say, oh, you live on the south side of the earth. If you continue to go south, you're gonna get to the edge. Same thing goes for any one of these areas or direction that the mass is in. So listen to me, people. And that's the reason why we talk about the treaty. We mentioned the treaty with the 56 countries that participated in it. Some more important than some, but it's totally 56 countries that involve in it. Meaning that is way, way more connection to that edge than you think of, than you know. With 56 countries involved, yes, we're closer to it than we ever known. Okay, so the only thing that's preventing us from getting there or to find the edge is these gatekeepers around us, the government people that basically govern you here. They're the one who keep you in a box. I always mention that word, keep you in a box. But it's a circle that they keep you in. Right here for the manipulation. So listen to me, people. We've been tricked a great deal. A trick we've been passing to our brain. Our brain been tricked how to think and all. Which is all wrong. All backwards. So therefore, if we follow them, you know, the teaching that they give us, the way they teach us to think and all, we're done with. We never find a way out. If they teach you how to think and all of that, and that's what you're going to use to break down this world deception, it's not going to work. So I'm saying, people, you're living in the east, you're still going to see the sun rise in the east. You live in the west, you're still going to see the sun set in the west, and it's not setting where you're at. You're in the east, but it don't rise where you're at. It rises from another east. So these are the things that you need to put in perspective and understand that you're in the dead on center of the earth. And that's the reason why we can be manipulated, because you don't know what's going on. You can't. Most of the earth been hidden from you. Do you understand that? So the part that we're living in, and we think it's a big old world, the world is way, way, way bigger than what they show you, than what they basically give you the concept of. And they put it in a ball form to show you that, yes, the earth is so huge and spinning around in the middle of nowhere. And we buy that. How can we try to find our original origin, where human being from, if you figure that you live on a ball? That's part of the trick, people. That's why they polish and put that shit in your brain, that you basically just a dot right here on a big old ball spinning in the middle of nowhere. We buy that we nothing. We buy the fact that the peoples that own us here sell us off as nothing. Coincident, accident happen, big bang, create the world and create us. That's our existence. No creation, just a big bang. Lights and everything clash and explode and bring us to the earth. So therefore, we're supposed to be slave in here by the devil, people. No! This is what we have to come to, the conclusion that yes, we don't belong here. And then we can start doing the preparation, which we are on right now, how to get out. And like I say, if you want to go somewhere, you first have to identify where you're at. So that's how you're going to know where you're going. Do you get it? We're not talking about a transportation or something that the government people have in place you're going to jump on to get there. I'm not talking about them, the compass that they got to direct you out of the side of the earth, that always going to show you east is still there even though you're in the east. We can't use that to get out, people. You have to understand what I'm saying. So yes, when you're in the east, there is another east. You're in the west, there is another west to go. You get what I'm saying? So that means we're not at the corners of the earth. We have no idea what is the corner, where it's at. We lost. That's the reason why we lost. And I keep telling you, people, when the Creator create mankind to live in a certain area, it's not because of control why the Creator have you in a supposedly, Garden of Eden, as they call it. It's not about control why you're there. But why? It's for your own good. Hear me? Knowing that the earth, the whole earth, or the entire earth, shouldn't be occupied by us as innocent people. If you understand what I mean, I call the people innocent because at that point we don't know what the hell we're doing. We just fall victim because we believe in the devil and what the devil sell. The devil sell a good dream, sell you a great lie. And that's the reason why we're here. So yes, people, we call it innocent because we was basically tricked into this right here. We think that we was doing something good, and that's how we end up in this side of the earth, in the manipulation. So yes, people, now that we gathering some senses and the alteration reverse as far as our brain chain, and now we kind of like loosen up from that bandage, the first thing that we thinking of is to get out of here. Because even the blind sheep should tell that this is not where we live. This is not where we should be. This is not where human beings should live. Simple as that. There is nothing here to occupy human being but what man make, what man create, which is illusion, all illusion. Man create to conquer human beings right here on earth. So what I'm saying is, when we get to identify that yes, This side of the earth is a center, like a so-called prison for the devil. The devil invite you here to take your soul. So, with that being said, it's a never-ending journey to get out. Meaning that the lands around this part of the earth right here is massive. Real massive. Where it's a body of land where we as human, regular human being, never get a chance to get there. Yeah, so I'm saying there's a large body of land and water that we as human beings right here never come in contact with. In order for them to maintain this circle right here, the middle, and keep us in here, it got to be a large body of land and water that we know not of, period. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is a lot of places that the human being don't step foot in order for them to keep this deception going. So you see, around the area that we're in, nobody occupied, period. We just piled up in the middle where you see them have those land that they show you with the supposedly, you know, CDC and the World Health Organization and them use. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Okay. So yes, we clogged up in the middle, even though it's a big middle. We in the middle. All of us is piled up in there. And then around us is empty lands and water. That's the reason why you still have a east when you're in the east. You still can go to a west when you're in the west, and so on and so forth. We're in the dead on middle, and around us, empty land and water. What we never step foot on. So the operation, like I mentioned, if you go to flightradar.com and watch how the plane moves in the sky, you know that there is something suspicious about it. I already told you, most of those flights that they give you is way shorter. Yes, it is. Way shorter. They could tell you, oh, you're flying from Europe, take you 10, 11 hours. They can take 5 hours to get here with that same fucking flight. Why? Because they're taking some route that they're unnecessary taking. I guess if you want to look at it like that, take some unnecessary routes. That's what I call it. But at the end of the day, is to hide the supposed edge of the earth from you when you're that high in a plane. Yes, those things could be visible to the human being eyes if they take you in a certain route in the sky. Do you understand that? Yes, so that's why the plane fly weird in the sky. They rather to take some angles to get to a spot than just fly one time over it, because it might too close to the edge. When I say close, I mean it's far away, but you know, high in the sky, things can be revealing there. And that's the reason why I tell you to look at the flight radar and show you how the planes move around, and you understand the controlled environment that you live in. And I mentioned the fact that a pilot can't just fly with a plane. Remember, you could be a pilot and curious and be like, hey, you say I can't fly here? I'ma just fly here. Can't happen. Why? The plane already programmed to fly to a specific city or a country. The pilot can't change it, period. A lot of people don't know that. The people that you see on the ground running those flight centers and running all those things and the wrecking flights and them things, what you think? They have more control of the plane than the damn pilot. That's what you need to understand. The pilot himself just there to take off and land the plane. That's it. Did you know that? Sometimes the pilot delayed to take over the plane when he's gonna land, and the plane actually gliding in the sky. I'm not playing. The plane actually almost slow down and wait for the pilot to take over to land it. That's the machine that you in flying in a plane. The people's not understanding. You don't use gas like they tell you. jet fluid that they tell you tons of it is in the plane is bullshit. The plane is a control object that they use for the masses to keep you at bay. You might think because you're flying, you know something. You don't. You might think you're a pilot, so now you know something. Yeah, you know a little something that you might don't want to mention because it takes away ranking off your damn shoulder. You take off the ranking off the pilot when the truth come out. Because the truth is, you just take off and land the damn plane. That's it. That's the only time the plane need manual control. Take off and landing. And if you know this, it's a scary thing too. Whenever the plane take off and the pilot take it off and it go up, you notice that something else take over the plane. When the pilot take off, that don't mean that's the direction that the plane gonna go. Do you get what I'm saying? So when the plane take off and then it hop in the sky, then you notice it taking a drastic turn. Sometimes the plane turns sideways to turn. You think it's the pilot doing it? No. The plane is now positioning itself to go to cruising altitude. And then that's how we're gonna just fly the whole flight until it's getting ready to land. It alert the pilot to take over. So therefore, yes, the plane is controlled. A pilot just can't fly off. So when you go back to the Malaysia missing plane, 100% bullshit. And what they was telling you, yeah, the pilot might be some kind of terrorist, this, that, so he fly off the plane with all these people. All bullshit for the dumb masses. In real life, that can't happen. In a controlled world, that can't happen. So yes, people, just like they tell you, navigation in the damn plane, and it's gonna take them where they wanna go, the navigation, not the pilot. Yes, and you want to know how the plane work? Yes, it use a pilot, like a gas pilot, you understand? You know what propane is? They have a propane tank on the plane, a small one, it's not that big. All you need is a pilot lid to fly the plane. That's why they call the motherfucker around the wheel a pilot. It's actually the pilot flying the plane, not the human pilot, but a fire. A little fire that have to keep blazing. It burn and it actually eat up the air that the plane suck in. So it's compressed air flying the plane. And electric. Do you know that? It don't use supposedly jet fluid, as they call it, gasoline. It's bullcrap. So yes, compressed air and the kind of engine that they use, that's what fly the plane. You need a lid pilot to keep that air hot or warm, just like a furnace. And that's how they fly a plane. So why did they lie to you, give you all this deception in a plane? Because it's supposed to be one of the main transport to take you far and wide. That's why it comes with deception. You get it? Okay, so don't be thinking that you can get out of here using a plane that the government put together. You remember I talk about a compass? We can't use that to get out of here. So you remember when I mentioned you in the east and there is another east? What gonna happen now when you're in the east? What the compass gonna show you for the next route? What it gonna show you that's behind you? The same east. Okay, can you go to that east on the fucking compass? No, you can't. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's only work in a certain area, circle. The circle that they want you to be in. As soon as you get out of that circle, that compass don't work. Okay, so it's a magnet, some kind of magnetism they have in there with a ball and a balance and all of that shit. When you get out of the area that you're not supposed to be out of, that fucking shit won't work. So that means a compass can never take you out of here. Don't talk about navigation and what they call it, GPS system. Can't get you out of here. All of that is programming. And it's part of the GPS shit that fly the plane. Just like the GPS in your damn Tesla or these smart cars can take you home or take you anywhere else. Just like the navigation navigate you to go somewhere, the same way it navigate the car to drive. That's the brain. That's what gonna tell the car what to do, where to turn and all. Do you get it? It's the same shit. Just like it tell you when you're driving your car manually, take the turn at the 100 feet, left turn, same damn shit. All it do, it just program and do it to the car. The navigation. The navigation tell the car what to do. The brain pick it up and it do it. Same thing with the airplane. That's how an airplane flies. Period. Do you get it? And yes, people. This transportation, as far as boats, let's go to boats. We talk about plane in the skies. Even though we high in the sky, we still can't reveal nothing because of the angles of how they fly these flights. And I always tell you to go back and check. They tell you, oh, you have a 5-hour flight. You sit on the tarmac, you linger, you drag, and then, oh, we're supposed to leave at 4 o'clock. 4:30, 5 o'clock, we're still on the damn tarmac. And then when we fly off, the pilot say, yeah, you know, we're going to get there a little early today, 45 minutes early. And I'm sitting there like, you have a 5-hour flight. You sit on the tarmac for 1 hour, you play around, and then later on, you're going to tell me I'm going to get there 45 minutes early? So why is it 5 hours and not 3 hours? You linger, you drag, and all of this shit, you play around. We supposed to take off at 4, you take off at 5, and you still get there before time? Those are the things you need to look into, people. That's the trick they're running with the airplane. Now let's go to a boat. We talk about it. Only certain size boat can handle these waters. I'm just talking, no, it's real talk. So the smaller the boat, the vessel is, or the boat is, the more the water can damage it, the more vulnerable the boat is. So that's why they use these supposedly cruise ships to go through these waters, to go far and wide. They're not getting out of the circle. They're not getting out of that supposedly controlled environment. They're not getting out of that. Forget about the wall, people. Forget about the circle, the wall. They can't get out of this area itself to get close to the wall. That land in between and water in between, we can't get on that. We still trapped in the middle. So that means if you come out of the middle that we in, you're just gonna be on land, empty land and water. You're still not gonna be close to the edge. That's the trick. You know, when I talk about the map and I show you the map and I show you the place that I believe that human being origin is, that's where we from. Look at it, people. Look at that land. You tell me what's wrong here. When they show you the lands in here, in the earth that we live in, the side that we live in, and they're all, you know, patched in and botched in and packed up, I'm looking at it like that piece of land that I show you can entertain everybody. Everybody in the world can live there without problem of vacancy. If you understand what I mean, listen to me. All the people in the world can live right there, where the Creator meant us to be, in an even larger number than we are now. Because they tell you we 8 billion people on the earth. It's a lie. 100% lie. I doubt it's even half of that. And with them supposedly doing these depopulation now, who to tell how much people is really on the earth? Way, way less than they tell you. Yes, just like the space in the earth, way, way more than they tell you. They pack you in one spot to keep the deception going. They don't let the populations and them go too far. They depopulate the masses now. So therefore, we're not getting larger in number. We're getting smaller in number. Meaning that the edge is getting far and far and far and far and far away as we go. The less people, the wider the edge get. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes, the more people on the earth, the more people pile up in the center, push you towards the damn edge. If more people in here, it pile up and it pile up, it push the peoples to the edge. Do you get what I'm saying? With population count, it's kind of like forcing the circle wider. So that's the reason why they have to control population. They have to kill people. They have to come up with things to kill you. It's simple technology. It's to kill you. It's simple as that. Every technology they're bringing, everything new, everything they're bringing groundbreaking is to kill you. You might hear them say, hey, we have a new cancer treatment. It's to kill you. Oh, we have a new way to find this and rectal cancer and all this. It's to kill you. All of these things. They put nothing on the table that don't contribute to your destruction. That's it. So like I say, people, the more people on the earth expand the circle, meaning the circle that they have you in, not the ice wall, not the circle that's around you, but the invisible circle that you're in, where they pile up everybody in one place. Remember, they determine where you live. They determine where house build. They determine where you live. They're the one who develop in the areas. They're the one who put the whole thing together. Okay, so that means you can't spread out farther than where they want you to. Especially if the population is going smaller and smaller, it bring the circle tighter and tighter. Because all the peoples live right there where the other peoples live. It's simple as that. So you go to certain places and nobody there. Empty lands and everything empty. Nobody there. Why? Because that's not where people live. So they have empty areas with nobody there. And then you have a place where piled up with everybody there. What's going on? That's how they teach us to live. Look at a place like New York, a big city like New York. Take a look at that. Then you have another place. You have another place over here, Ohio, and then places. The people leaving there to go to New York. You got less people there. You got more people in New York. Got people pile up in there. Now they can rent you a one bedroom for $2,500 a box, where you need to fold up the bed so you can get living room in the daytime. You get what I'm saying? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. The spaces around us is getting wider and wider. The space itself, while we clumped up in the middle. So that means the edge is getting farther and farther away from humanity. The smaller humanity is, the farther the edge is from us. Simple and plain. So when we look at life, as far as where we at, dead on in the center, and with people dying and dying and dying, all these new ways to kill people, we're just getting far and far away from the actual edge. So yes, I was on the boat. As far as boats and ships go, like I mentioned, the bigger the vessel is, the farther it can go or maintain the supposedly, you know, I could say in the water, maintain in the water and can go far. Big boat, small vessel can get eaten up by the water real easy, simple and easy. So they tell you about these big ships that they take in the water, basically hotels in the water. Now I'm going to ask you a question, people. How far that ship can go? How far? I do believe that maybe it can take you to a certain distance in the sea, and then after that, that's it. Because now you're going to worry about supposedly ice in certain areas, especially when you're getting close towards the edge. That's when you're going to notice all these obstacles showing up, like ice, frozen kind of temperature, water got ice in it and all, that can damage your boat. So now you need an icebreaker kind of boat that they tell you they have. Icebreaker, they can break certain ice in the water to get certain places, and that's how they tell you they get to Antarctic. So if you're looking at it like that, then you're going to be thinking that we need an icebreaker or something like that that they create. No, bullshit. 100% bullshit. Like I tell you, the obstacles that they put there, nothing that they have in place can remove those obstacles as get you over that obstacle. It's a trick. So in order for us to get out, we have to create our own way, have transport. We have to have our own way, have transport. Something that they didn't give us. You're looking for a sense of direction? We can't use nothing that the government people make. They make it to keep you in here. Anything you see them put in there, in this part of the earth, gonna gatekeep you here. Don't be thinking it's something to get you out. Do you get it? Okay, so none of these things that they give us can take us or help us out of here. It can't. So with that, tell you about independent thinking and all, we have to also come up with the instrument, the device, whatever it is that gonna take us or lead us out of here. We gotta be the one to actually put it together. We can't use nothing that they put together here, because it is to keep you here. It's simple and plain. They give you nothing to free you. They only give you things to slave you, enslave you in this earth. So yes, if we're gonna take something from them, we're just gonna stay right here at bay. They can't help us to get out. They can't. They only can participate in keeping you here. So that's the difference where people need to understand that the devil people can't get you out of here. They only know to keep you here. That's it. We have to start doing things differently. We see life differently now. Now we have to act on it differently. We have to do something different that no human being ever attempted. Now we can go back and check. And you never see no human being basically know about the supposedly human being origin. They think it's Africa. So they sing these songs, join the caravan, come on, we're going back to Africa, the land. And that's where people suffering. That's where people dying. That's where the disease and all of these things plaguing the masses. Why is the African in Babylon? Why every African, if you give them a chance, they come right here to Babylon? Why? It's because it's African is the damn birthplace. Africa is the birthplace. It's because African is human. Africa is human being origin. The answer is no, people. No. No. Sufferation in human being origin. Stress? No. You've been lied to. Who tell you that on the same side of the earth in the devil's circle, yes, you have human being origin? How dumb can you be? What is you using to think? Okay, come back to me. Use your brain to think now. Okay, so you tell me what it is. Creator create you right here on earth to be a slave to the devil? Material run things? No. Where human being from is nowhere in this circle. Now you're living in hell, you should understand that. The whole circle is hell. Okay, so you have to understand. And even those solar eclipses that they're giving you coming up, like I tell you, they're preparing for destruction for that supposed to be solar eclipse. And I'm always going to mention this. When they used to show you a solar eclipse, the moon and the sun never come together. It's a fake shit. 100% in. And if you want to know what they're really doing, listen to the mag. They have a way where they can block the sun, meaning they can turn day into night. You don't believe me? That's what they're practicing. They can turn day into night. Remember, they're the one who give you night. They're the one who cast night. They're the one who give you night for the destruction. That's why you see tornadoes come at night. All these dangerous storms come overnight. Earthquake and all. Everything. The bridge, the Baltimore Bridge come down 1:30 in the morning. Night. All of these things happen overnight, people. More people dead overnight. All this shit happening that night. They're the one who create night. Night stop the progress of everything. Why is the night so good? It's only good for them. It's for their destruction. You have to understand that everything bad happens at night. So listen, they find a way out to turn day into night. They're gonna do it for 4 minutes. Okay, that to show you that's a practice. Now they're doing it longer and longer with these solar eclipse. They're showing you that they actually control life here. They can block out the sun for a few minutes. And I always tell you, no eclipse shouldn't happen that fast that they give you before. The sun don't move that fast. The moon don't move that fast. And now why is it delaying for 4 minutes? Why is it taking 4 minutes this time? The sun is moving slower now. The moon is moving slower. It's fake shit, people. 100%. That's a practice run to turn day into night. That's what they're gonna do. Remember, you're gonna get signs and wonders in the sky that tell you God is coming. The devil himself gonna run a game on you. And that's one of the things they're doing with the solar eclipse. They're gonna turn night into day and then give you some entertainment in the sky, because like I tell you, the sky is like a screen showing you shit, signs and wonders and all. You have to understand that's what they're gonna use to trick the whole masses on the earth with the sky. So yes, they're gonna turn day into night. When they do those things, the masses gonna shock. This is when the sign and the wonder is gonna kick in, when they turn day into night. This is a practice run. They're showing you that they can do it. Use something to shadow the sun. And I always tell you, when it comes to a moon eclipse or a solar eclipse, look for the moon before the eclipse. You will never see it. All of a sudden the eclipse on, bam, 12 o'clock in the day, or one of them time. You're gonna be in the midday, people, when the sun supposedly be at the peak in the center of the sky. It's a trick, 100%. And just to show you that they have those technology to block out the sun at any point. They control the whole thing on this side of the earth. That's why we're on the verge of getting out. Like I said, now we identify, yes, and confirm that we are in the center. Now we can get out. Like I tell you, if you're in all the way in the east, yes, the east is still there. You're in the west, west is still there. That to show you we hidden dead on in the middle. Yes, another mag bam to be continued.